USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Mexican President Obrador has dropped out of the summit for the Americas in Los Angeles, California, after President Biden was not inclusive, denying Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua an invitation. It's a setback to President Biden's leadership as China's influence in the region is growing. Ukrainian troops were engaged in fierce street fighting with Russian soldiers as the Kremlin push for control of the eastern Donbas region continues. Elon Musk has a right not to consummate his acquisition of Twitter and a right to terminate the merger agreement. That's according to a letter from his lawyers to the Twitter general counsel Monday morning. Musk has been complaining of resistance from current Twitter employees as a sticking point. As some may want to remember, today is National VCR Day. It's also musician Prince's birthday. He passed away in 2016. USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-517-1717. 800-517-1717. 800-517-1717.
National Hockey League playoff hockey tonight as the Rangers will be at the Lightning, 8 p.m. Eastern. A man sentenced by a Wisconsin judge returned with a vendetta.
Investigators in Wisconsin are expanding their look into the man accused of fatally shooting a retired state judge. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says 56-year-old Douglas Udy targeted Judge John Romer, who gave Udy a 6-year prison term in 2005.
The Juneau County Special Tactics and Response Team entered the residence and located the homeowner, a 68-year-old male who was deceased.
Call confirmed there was a hit list found in Udy's car, but did not go into specifics of who was on it. Sources tell several outlets that names, including the Democratic governors of Wisconsin and Michigan, were on it, along with Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Udy is in critical condition at a hospital after he was found in Romer's basement with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Mexican President Obrador will not attend this week's Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles, California, after President Biden declined to extend invitations to 3 authoritarian countries in the Western Hemisphere, Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. The snub by America's southern neighbor is a blow to Biden's effort to assert regional leadership. As lawmakers in Washington are focused primarily on hardware legislation, the root cause for someone to pick up a gun and do something terrible is not included. Tightening school security is something lawmakers can do. That would have an immediate impact. This idea from Republican Representative Scott Fitzgerald from Wisconsin on Newsmax.
What we saw last week, I think, was kind of a hodgepodge list of gun bills that had been laying around, authored by different Democrats. And when the Republicans came back in Judiciary Committee, we had, I think, a nice list of some very thoughtful things that could be done immediately, you know, kind of things that bigger concepts that, quite honestly, some of the states have been implementing before anybody at the federal level had even thought of some of these ideas. And I was part of that back in 2018 when we put some school grants out there. We had over 1,300 schools in Wisconsin participate. And, yeah, they hardened. They put more security measures in.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.